Tax time. A friendly reminder that the tax man who didn't spend 1 hour contributing to our business for the last 12 months needs to get paid. Normally when we dish out payments for services, we receive something in return. As business owners, tax time is the time of the year we need to find cash from our hard-earned businesses to line the tax man's pockets with feelings of nothing to show for it. Regardless of what business structure you are under, there is a tax to be paid on income earned. But here is the thing. You only pay tax on profits if you're a company and on income levels if you're a sole trader. So I ask you, if you are paying tax, doesn't that mean you made money? And if so, isn't that a good thing? Let's chat about this. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. I want to start this conversation by making it perfectly clear. I hate paying taxes too. A system that was introduced in the war to assist in building the economy back up again, sure, I can get behind. But we are decades down the track with even more taxes to pay as business owners. The system seems determined to confuse us with all these taxes, lulling us into a state of submission and just taking their word for it and paying them. But here is the thing. Again, not necessarily supported by any stretch. But the one rule I can get behind when it comes to taxes is that we only need to pay them when we earn income or make a profit. I know that doesn't necessarily sweeten the deal or make it less shitty, but it does have a positive reinforcement, somewhat, that I did something right this year. My business did well enough to create a tax debt. Whilst that's no consolation prize in business, it's the only one we have right now, falling short of trying to eliminate tax altogether, which we know isn't going to happen in our lifetime. But we can reframe the way we look at this. Mindset, a shift in perspective, and in, of course, the management of it all. I'll be the first to admit that this mindset shift is going to be a tough slog at that. We have been conditioned to hate on, fear, dislike, all those types of emotions when it comes to payment of tax. And then, of course, there is the physical payment, the handing over of our cash, which just rips at the heartstrings of the best of us. But this is just mindset, a belief that we didn't muster up on our own. We're a product of our surroundings when it comes to mindset around taxes. We would have watched our parents bitch about paying taxes, perhaps about not being able to find the cash to pay them, or just the mere act of it itself pisses us off. You'd be hard-pressed to find many that supported the payment of taxes in any way. So, when it comes to payment of taxes as business owners, the mindset of hate and fear is still there. But here is what we need to do. We need to consistently reframe the conversation we have about payment of taxes. We need to establish a positive relationship with it as such to ensure that we tackle it in a positive way. Taking the burden away, removing that feeling of constraint and worry that we often feel when it comes time to tackle our taxes, whether it be us handling them internally or our accountants managing this for us. So, how do we establish a positive relationship with our taxes? First up, we need to consistently remind ourselves that payment of any tax is as a result of profit or income generation. We automatically associate both of these terms and outcomes in a positive light. Therefore, with that positive mindset already part of the process, we need to establish an appropriate method of cash management in relation to the payment of our taxes. It may make it a lot easier to have a more positive relationship with the process then. Not necessarily a positive relationship with the tax itself. The better your management around payment of tax, the easier it will be to find peace in that payment and therefore peace in the overall notion of paying tax. Don't mistake this positive mindset positioning as me advocating for a tax system. It's merely me bringing to light the conversation that we can't escape the process, we can't escape payment of taxes. But what we can do is make the process easier on ourselves. And the only way to do this is to establish a connection to it, a positive connection to this process. What is it that they say? A positive attitude gives you power over your circumstances instead of your circumstances having power over you. Now, whoever they may be that coined that phrase, I actually think they're right. We need to take the power back. Make it about just another business process rather than trying to fight the inevitable. As I'm here to help, of course, here are some strategies that I suggest can assist you in the process. First up, I would suggest setting up some physical bank accounts for the different types of taxes that you may have in your business. Suggestions may include an income tax account or perhaps a GST account. And of course, any other aptly named accounts for taxes that you have in your business. With these types of accounts set up, it's now time to establish a habit of sweeping money into those accounts to help facilitate the payment of these taxes as and when they fall due. Now, the best part about this plan is that the amounts you need to sweep into the accounts, and for those that are new here, to sweep an account is my way of physically moving or sweeping money from your everyday transaction account into these more specific accounts to be used for specific purposes. And the premise around this particular habit is to remove the money that essentially isn't yours from your transactional account, which in turn removes the temptation to use those funds for something other than what they are intended, and in this case, they're intended to pay taxes. Then what is left in your everyday transactional account is the money you know you can use at your discretion because all of your obligations are now taken care of and there is no risk of being shortchanged when it comes to payment of your relevant taxes for your business. So back to the best part about this part of the plan is that the amounts you need to sweep are easily calculated, at least within reason, enough so that it will make this process easy for you. Let me break this down for you. If you're registered for GST, then you already know that every dollar you sell, you need to charge at least an additional 10% in GST. Once you receive funds for this sale, 10% of that sale is then to be allocated to GST. To keep this example simple for the sake of this episode, if you sell a product or service for $110, including GST, the GST portion of this sale that you need to remit to the tax office, now this is at a minimum and notwithstanding any input tax credits. Now, input tax credits is a GST topic that I'll reserve for an entirely different episode. It's a lot to break down. But therefore, in this particular instance, you know that once this sale is made, $10, which is 10% of $110, will need to be set aside to pay the ATO. Here is where that account that you set up for GST will come in handy. You simply sweep $10 into that account as and when you make that sale. Therefore, when it comes time to pay your GST, the amount you will need to remit, the physical cash, is sitting in a holding account, so to speak, for you to pay the ATO. There's no stress. It's a simple process that's broken up into smaller, more manageable amounts that takes that fear and loathing out of the equation. Over time, as this becomes a habit in your world, you'll find the process of paying GST less and less discerning, and it just becomes a process. Whilst it may not be positive in the, yay, it's time to pay GST kind of way, the positive relationship you will develop towards the ease of the process and this habit should overshadow the tax itself. Once again, if you are paying GST, it means that you've sold more than you have had to spend to make that money. And that can't be a bad thing. That's good management if you ask me. Okay, so now, when it comes to payment of income tax, whilst it isn't as easy to calculate, you can estimate what you may need to accommodate as far as a cash balance for payment of this type of tax. If you're a sole trader, for example, it's easy to make some assumptions based on previous income tax payments. You could work out the amount that you may need to set aside based on previous figures that you've generated. So, for example, if your tax bill last financial year was $20,000 and you had a similar profit or you were on track to make a similar profit this year, it would be a safe assumption to put away roughly the same. So in this instance, you could perhaps sweep out $1,667 per month or $1,700 per month, or even break it right down and roughly put away $420 per week into a holding account in preparation of the amount of tax that you'll be required to pay when your income tax falls due. And that is usually at the end of the financial year. If you are operating under a company structure, the current base company tax rate at the time of this recording of this podcast is 25%. Now, that's for small businesses. Otherwise, the general company tax rate is 30%. So equipped with this information and a quick monthly look over your profit and loss figures, because I know you're checking in on them, it will simply provide you with a general feel for what amount you'll need to put away each month to provide for your company tax payment when this falls due. Now, generally, annually for small businesses, so if you made $20,000 profit, not sales, you will need to set aside about $5,000 at a small business rate of 25%, or $6,000, which is generally the company rate at 30%. Now, once again, I would recommend putting this figure away regularly, say monthly in this instance, before you spend the funds. And as with GST, if you're making enough profit and having to set aside money for taxes, the premise is the same. You're making money, my friend, and that should be celebrated. Now, once again, whilst I'm not celebrating the payment of taxes, I am celebrating the profits in which you are earning that trigger the payment of tax. Even as I calculate these examples, I'm right there with you saying that it sucks that $5,000 or $6,000 of your hard-earned money needs to be put away for the tax man. But to take back the power in our circumstances, one that we definitely can't change, at least not in the short term, let's at least change the power in the process and make it easier on us. After all, running a business is stressful enough with all the other moving pieces, without having to stress about the taxes that we pay also. So my friend, congrats on paying tax. Well, congrats on the amazing profits you are making in your business that trigger these taxes. Let's change the conversation, flip the switch, and get ahead of the fear, create the right habits, and develop that positive mindset to get in front of the game and do it right. As always, whatever you do today, I hope you make it count. To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.